I want to talk this morning about not going back. Not going back to where you came from. And I want to talk about the freedom that Christ has given to us. He's won for us. He imparts to us. He wants us to live in his freedom. And we can so easily get tied up in bondage. And, you know, I want to talk this morning about our faith and how we put our faith in all that God has done for us. Faith is a very simple thing. We can make it very complicated, but it's reading the Word of God, it's listening to the Word of God, and it's putting our trust in it. And sometimes that can be a bit of a challenge because our circumstances are such that we go, well, this is what I'm believing, but it's not happening. But we have to continue in our faith journey. We have to put our faith in who God is. Just want to read some scriptures to you. This is two from John and one from Acts. To the Jews who have believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you listen to it, my teaching, that's the word of God, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Acts 13. Therefore, my friends, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free from every sin, a justification you were not able to obtain under the law of Moses. Jesus came to set us free, not just from the power of sin, from the influence of the enemy. He came to forgive our sin, that we might live free from its influence. And I think also he sets us free from ourselves because we can be quite complicated. We can be quite difficult to manage. I don't know whether you've noticed that, but sometimes we're not easy to live with. And some of us have trouble living with ourselves. We're quite complicated. But he came to set us free from who we are. He came to set us free from all the influence that sin has had in our lives. And he came to release us from that. We're reminded, don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. It's not the doing of it, it's the remembering of what Christ has done for us as we break bread together that is really important. He came to set you free. Are you living in freedom this morning? People are often remembered after their death by those close, those whose lives have been impacted by the person who is now no longer with us. And we all have memories and thoughts and those things that we connect with the one who is God, the one who has influenced us in life. The mission of Christ was to set us free from sin and all the pain it brings to humanity and offer us the opportunity to live under his love and his grace. That's why Jesus came. He came that we might live under his love and his grace. That unmerited favor that we are so familiar with saying, what is the grace of God? It's the unwarranted, the unearned impartation of all that God has got for us. None of us deserve salvation. None of us can earn salvation. It is this amazing grace gift that he gives to us. And we've got to remember that. We've got to remind ourselves continually about this amazing gift that God has given us. Sin brings bondage, defeat, and misery to the world. We don't have to look very far to see that, do we, today? It's just out there. It's why the world is in such a desperate state. And I often think, why do people do what they do? Why do world leaders make decisions that you go, what are they doing? Why are they doing that? And sometimes it's because the power of sin is driving them. The power of sin is driving people to war with each other. It's not the love of God or the grace of God that's doing that. It's the power of sin. It's almost that they can't help it. And we can see that in our daily lives as we mix with those around us. You go, why are they doing that? why they're behaving in that way. It's because they can't control themselves, because the power of sin is so evident in their lives that they can't help their behavior. And sometimes we're not fighting against people, we're fighting against the power that is seeking to destroy them, but we've been set free from that power. That's what Jesus is telling us in his gift to us, in the salvation gift. I've set you free from this power. You don't need to live like that anymore. You live a new way, you live my way, and it sets you free from all that stuff. I think the Bible recognizes that we have a human tendency. We've got a natural side to us, we've got a spiritual side to us. Flesh, that's the natural side, the human side of who we are, has a tendency to draw us back into its clutches. Old thoughts and behaviours, old hurts, old relationships, old pains, we get drawn back to those if we are not careful. We can be caught up and place ourselves back into bondage, and we become a volunteer to sin again. See, once the power of sin is broken in your life, it has no power over you. But you can put your hands up and almost surrender to these thoughts, to the old way. We become a volunteer moving back into the power of sin. Christ has defeated it, and he defeated it in our lives. And we've got to keep reminding ourselves of that, otherwise we become volunteer to slip to the sin again. Memories can be great things. Memories bring back those times that we've experienced through our lives that have been joyous, that have been great experiences, that have kind of just opened the world up to us. When we've had great relationships with people, we have some great memories. But there can also be the alternative, can't there, where we can focus on the bad stuff, those things that have happened to us, that have dragged us down in life, that have become a burden to us, and we can go back to those sometimes. I don't know whether you've ever revisited somewhere that's been significant in your life, an old home or place you visited, somewhere you used to holiday on a regular basis. And it all brings back memories. They come flooding back, the good and the bad. Memories are very important, the way that we filter them in our lives. I remember when I was a little lad going to school, and it seems such a big place, doesn't it? It seems huge. And then when you go back as an adult, you think, it's small, isn't it? Look how small that football pitch was. No wonder I could score from the halfway line, Michael. It's so small. And our memories change as we grow. But memories are something that influences throughout our lives. And if we're not careful, the negatives of our memories can be greater than the positives of our memories. That's the power of sin, you see. It wants to lead us and deceive us into destruction. I've been reading through Galatians recently. And this is the scripture that really kind of sparked something in my heart, and I thought, I just want to share some thoughts on this. I want to take hold of it and just expand the thinking that we have here, just as a personal checklist for myself and for you as we live this Christian life. Galatians 5, verse 1. And I've jumped around a little bit, so I'm going to read a few verses from the chapter as we go through it. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbour as yourself. So I've jumped around a little bit in Galatians 5 there. And as I looked at different versions, it's all the same. Christ has truly set you free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again into the slavery of the law. The Galatians have been set free from the law by their salvation, by their understanding and their faith in who Christ was. And they've been influenced by teachers who started to challenge this new freedom by suggesting that they should be circumcised, which is the old law. And Paul was preaching love and grace. He said, you don't need to do that anymore. But there's something about this teaching that kind of gripped them again, and they became confused around the freedom they had. But the old teaching was something that they were familiar with. It was an old path that they used to go down, obeying and keeping the law of Moses. But they've been influenced by this teaching from other teachers than Paul that was taking them back to that path. You see, it's what they knew. It's what they'd been brought up with. It's what they lived. But it's what they'd been set free from. That is the law of Moses. The transition back into who they were would have been easy, because it sounded to them a reasonable argument, and it would have had a pull of familiarity back to their theological comfort zone. It's what they used to believe. And so it wasn't hard for them very quickly to re-believe something, because it was a path in their heart. It's what they used to be. They were being deceived, and Paul was strongly challenging their thinking and their behavior. You've been set free. Christ has set you free. Why are you going back to what you used to be? Come on. Come on. You've been set free. As we journey with God, we must recognize that our flesh will always be challenging our faith. It always does. As I was growing up as a young believer, I just look forward to the day when it will be easy, where I wouldn't have any of these challenges, where I've been set free from not only sin but myself as well. But it's so easy to go back to what I used to be. In those moments of pressure, those moments of maybe questioning some of the things that I thought I believed, it's so easy to go back to what I used to be, because I'm familiar with that. I'm comfortable with that. Even though sometimes it's not a positive thing to do. We can give away our freedom as old habits, old hurts, old disappointments, old thoughts sneak back into our lives. Some of these feel familiar and comfortable, but ultimately we've been taken back into bondage. We are gripped in bondage again. We are not living the freedom that Christ has won for us. Living in freedom is a daily experience. Living in freedom is remembering that Christ has won the battle for us. It's all done. We have to put our faith in what Christ has done. And that is a bit of a journey, because there are times when that's hard to do. But we've got to keep reminding ourselves that we've been set free. The power of sin has been broken in my life. I've been set free. Romans 8 says this: therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. If you are in Christ, there is no condemnation that we so easily pick up. Blame ourselves for things that have happened. But we've been set free from all that. Christ wants us to live in this freedom, this atmosphere of love where there is no condemnation. It's so easy to slip back into our old way of thinking. You know, the Christian life, we say, is not an easy life. But I think in the West, it's relatively easy. We're not under a lot of pressure, like you can be in other parts of the world when we become believers. I mean, in this church, we've had people come in who've had to flee their own country because of the persecution they were experiencing because they decided to follow Jesus. We don't come under that kind of pressure. So some of the practical things in life are easy. We can go to church on a Sunday. We can go to church whenever we want. We can play worship music. We can read the word. It's easy. It's not a battle. The battleground is in our mind and in our heart. It never stops. No matter how old you are as a believer, no matter how mature you are, there's this battle going on all the time where Satan wants to draw us back into bondage again. Our old thinking, our old behaviours that we've been set free from, but we are drawn back into it so easily. And so in 2 Peter we find a very useful formula for life. But you've got to do it. I think that's the thing with the Word of God. It gives us so many good kind of processes to apply to our lives. But we've got to do the applying. God can't do that for us. We've got to do that in faith. And this scripture in 2 Peter is just a brilliant formula for getting to where God wants us to be and staying there. So this is what it says. And you all know this. You'll all have heard it before. For this very reason, make every effort. Okay? Effort. Got to try a bit. Got to do a bit. Make a bit of an effort, please. Add to your faith goodness. And to goodness, knowledge. That's the word of God. That's knowing God. It's knowing about God. It's understanding our faith. Understanding what God is trying to do in us. We have to have a little bit of knowledge. And to knowledge, self-control. And to self-control, perseverance. And to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, mutual affection. What's that mean? Got to like each other. Okay. So when we look at that word, which is interesting, we talk a lot in our Christian walk about agape faith. You know, we're laying down ourselves for others. We haven't necessarily got a relationship with them. It might not be an easy thing to do, but we're going to do it. That's the agape love. It's kind of a giving love. This is mutual affection. It's a different kind of understanding of love. In other words, you've got to get on with each other. You've got to like each other. You've got to love each other. So add that to who you are and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, so that suggests that we have a measure, but it's got to increase. And it can only increase when we begin to live to this formula for our Christian life. We've got to do something about it. So when you possess these qualities in increasing measure, what will they do? They will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. So if we don't journey with God, if we don't daily apply faith to all that he is doing in us, all his promises in the word are given to us, then we can so easily be short-sighted and blind and even forgetting that we've been cleansed, that we've been set free. This is why we encourage ourselves to be committed to the journey. We don't look back. We don't look back. When we're tempted to look at our past, we don't. We don't forget it, But we know if we go back, we're putting ourselves into bondage again. The Apostle Paul said, didn't he? Forgetting what is behind, not looking back, not wanting to go back, I press on towards the prize for which God has called me. We keep the journey that Peter described in that section of scripture that we read. We've got to forget where we've come from sometimes. Because sometimes the places we've come from aren't very pleasant. Sometimes they're hard places. Sometimes they can be destructive places. We've got to keep on going. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep going. And it says, doesn't it, in Ephesians, when you've done all, you've got to stand. You know, there are times in our Christian world where we've just got to stand and go, I don't care what's going on. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not going to allow the enemy to destroy me and take me back from where I've come. Galatians 5:16 talks about walking in the spirit. Not walking in the flesh. So the flesh is our own understanding, doing our own thing, doing all that we want to do. But we walk by the spirit. We are occupied or engaged with. It's a steady progression. We're committed to this. We're going to walk in the spirit. We're walking away from something that we've been set free from towards our new destination in God. It's a journey. It's a journey. And sometimes we can get stuck in a particular place because we've stopped walking. The parable of the sower describes how seed is sowed and some of it is destroyed very quickly for various reasons. But I think one of the reasons why we can get overcome is because we're not walking. We're static in our faith. We're walking away from what we were to all that God has got for us. There used to be an expression that was before my time. So you old people here will know this one. Are you walking out with them? You remember that? Are you going out with somebody? Are you walking out with them? In other words, are you creating a relationship? Are you together? Are you going together? Are you working out your future together? Are you walking out with him? And it's what God is saying to us. Are you walking with me? Are you walking on your own? There's times when I'm out with Linda. She's not here. We're all right. And we go in a shop and we go, have we finished now? Yeah, we've finished. I walk out and I look around and she's not there. She's back in. Or I'll be walking somewhere and I go, where's she gone? She's looking, usually charity shops. Whenever we go away, we've got to avoid the main streets because she gets drawn to them. But I can find that I'm walking on my own. She's not walking with me. And sometimes I think that we're like that with God. We're walking with God and then God's going, where's he gone? Where's he gone? He's gone walking off, looking in somewhere he shouldn't be looking. We can so easily get drawn away from God. And so this morning you can ask yourself, am I walking with God? Is he next to me? Is he influencing me? Am I walking in the Spirit? Am I remembering that I've been set free from all the stuff that just wants to overcome me? And as we learn to walk in the Spirit, I believe the draw of the past becomes less effective in our lives, less powerful. You know, there's some things that we do that we shouldn't do that we like doing. Sound like my dad now. People always do what they want to do. And sometimes there's things that we do that aren't profitable, but we like doing it. So we keep going back to do it. That gives the enemy a way in. It means we're not walking with God. We are not submitting ourselves to him. This is where the Christian life becomes really challenging. I know before I said it was easy in the West because we are not facing persecution at the moment. But we still have this daily battle with ourselves and with the enemy who's trying to draw us away and place us back into bondage. That's why it's important what we read and who we listen to. But always got to measure it with the Word of God. Otherwise, we can end up in bondage again. We can end up in religious bondage as well as other types of bondage, which is what the Galatians had done. They've been set free from this bondage of having to fulfill the law. They've been set free from it, but they went back to it by listening to the wrong people. So we are responsible for ourselves. We have to work out our own salvation. We have to work out what that means for us. And we have to remember that we've been set free. That's why Jesus came. We're going to break bread together now, remembering that Jesus came to set us free from the power of sin. He set us free from the bondage that places on our lives, the heaviness that we often feel, that there is no condemnation in this place. Not from God anyway. God does not condemn anybody who is in Christ Jesus. And so this morning, we are set free from condemnation. I don't know what you're experiencing in your Christian walk, but if you're feeling condemnation, it's not coming from God. It's not coming from Him. So let's just break bread together. He gave His body and His blood that we might be set free. What an awesome thing that is.